one would have ever saw. But Cody Dolcheff didn't like Marv either. And, you know, it makes more sense. You know, he's closer to town. He doesn't have to drive his trucks burning up gas. But I'm sure in the back of Mr. Dolcheff's mind, he's like, I'm gonna fuck Marv. I'm sure that's how it went.
Marv kept thinking that the town was, you know, always in the pocket of the Dolcheffs, and that there was some sort of collusion going on in the background, and that, you know, the town was just going to say yes, 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 yes. But they didn't do that. The town attorney wouldn't let him do it, and they did everything according to the book so that it was legal.
The town had a hard-on for Marv Hemeyer. They didn't stop and think. Marv didn't have any malice towards us. No, they kept it in their hardened hearts and said, we'll get him. For 10 years, the people in the town of Granby did not want me there. And the fact that I was making good money by the 99, within, you know, 6 years after I started that business, that I was making a pretty good income, I'm sure made them very jealous. I'm sure everything about me made them jealous. I'm sorry that they felt that way. That is a bad way to feel.
Remind me, why did Hemeyer go after you guys so aggressively?
Because our dad was on the town.
Because our dad was on the town council.
Then we owned the land right next to his down there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he made a comment. Was that in the paper one time?
Yeah, we was the Dolcheff Thompson money machine.
Money machine that they weren't going to stop us. Yeah. Like we was all out to get him.
Yeah. Well, I had no beef with the guy whatsoever. Hardly ever talked to the man.
Nobody ever gave me static about running his business down there.
Nope. Marv, a year earlier, threatened us.
The Thompson brothers were down below my house here in Grand Lake. One day,
we was up pulling up on the job one morning, getting warm our equipment up.
I drove up to him and had a few words with him.
Said, come here, man, I want to talk to you guys.
Basically, what I told him was that your family made some decisions that financially affected my life for the rest of my life. And I said, well, I says, I'm going to collect.
And that's all he said, and drove off.
He had one thing to say. He screamed it at me as I'm about 5 truck lengths away. He screamed, you can suck my dick. And I stopped the truck and I laughed out loud and I told him, I says, that will never happen.
Two years he was battling the town of Granby. And like I said, I took Marv fishing, hunting. Well, I took him down to Dolphin Island, Alabama, and we went deep sea fishing.